If you think you've caught up with everything on the internet, wait till you hear about this news. Four Singaporeans were arrested for allegedly trafficking drugs from Johor Bahru. This sounds like old news, but wait, how does international drug trafficking happen when both countries are still under COVID-19 lockdown? This particular case of drug trafficking utilized a drone to transport the bag of ice across the border. The suspicious flying drone was detected by the Singapore police force when it flew over Kranji Reservoir Park at about 5:45 p.m. on 17 June. The Singaporean police officers were dispatched to investigate the unmanned aircraft, and they found a bag attached to the drone. Two men, aged 29 and 34, who were believed to be the operators behind the drug drone, were subsequently arrested. The bag of drugs that were attached to the drone included 178 grams of ice, also known as methamphetamine. After a search conducted by the Central Narcotics Bureau, the officers found a car that belonged to the men parked in the vicinity of Kranji Reservoir Park. It was until then that other drugs were found in the car, which included 35 grams of ice, 8 grams of heroin and 195 ecstasy tablets. According to the Straits Times, the flight data on one of the suspects' phone showed that the drone was flown from Kranji to Johor Bahru, and then back to Kranji on the same day. Although the investigation is still going on, these two suspects were charged yesterday, the 19th of June, with trafficking Class A controlled drugs. If you're wondering where Kranji Reservoir Park is and how it can reach Johor, we'd say it's pretty near. But still, we have no idea how the drone could fly such a long distance and not go out of the range. We understand how advanced technology can bring us much convenience, but come on, please do not abuse the convenience. Face with rolling eyes also read, PDRM finds drugs among underaged kids who attended a party in Penang, 20 people detained. You have reached the end of this story.